Murdoch Media Empire Unleashes Barrage of Globalist Attacks on J.D. Vance. By Matthew Boyle on June 6, 2025. Washington, aging billionaire Rupert Murdoch's sprawling empire of U.S. media properties, including most notably The Wall Street Journal but also Fox News and The New York Post, have been steadily ramping up attacks on Vice President J.D. Vance. The barrage on Vance, which seems to be a continuation of the Murdoch property's unsuccessful efforts to stop President Donald Trump from selecting Vance as his running mate last year during the 2024 presidential election, has included well more than a dozen hits in the Wall Street Journal against him and individual hits in the New York Post and Fox News as well. The efforts for Murdoch's properties are drawing the ire of people close to the president and vice president as well, with one source close to Vance telling Breitbart News that this is quite clearly a globalist plot to undermine the president's agenda on peace and trade. Neocons have been screwing up U.S. foreign policy for decades and they're furious that they have no foothold in this administration, a source close to Vance told Breitbart News. President Trump has ended Houthi terrorist attacks on U.S. ships, freed all living American hostages in Gaza, and he's forcing Russia and Ukraine to the negotiating table and stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. They hate his success because it has exposed them as massive failures. A senior GOP political adviser added that this shows the Murdoch properties are out of step with the direction of the Republican Party. It's a shame so much of the old guard media is still pushing forever wars and completely out of touch with the direction of the GOP, the GOP adviser told Breitbart News. Another GOP strategist with close ties to the Trump White House added that people inside the administration and those close to it are more than happy to work with other outlets like Breitbart News instead of Fox News and the Wall Street Journal, since those outlets seem to be running counter to the wishes of the electorate. President Trump has been the leader of the Republican Party for almost a decade, and Murdoch Media still isn't on board with his agenda, the strategist said. They're digging their own graves and they're going to keep losing access. There are plenty of outlets the White House can talk to, like Breitbart, who reach Republican voters and actually believe in making America great. Dating back to February, The Wall Street Journal has run a whopping 17 op-eds at least, and letters to the editor attacking Vance, a pattern that seems to have increased in frequency in late May and early June. They attack Vance mostly on economic and foreign policy issues, showing a deep divide between the old guard of the GOP establishment and the new rising economic nationalist wing of the party that Vance quite clearly represents. For instance, before the passing of Pope Francis, The Wall Street Journal back in mid-February ran this headline, "The Pope versus J.D. Vance on Immigration." The opinion piece, from a Canada-based priest, called for Vance, who is a Catholic convert, to ditch his principles and side with Francis against mass deportations. Vance, of course, has done nothing of the sort and stands arm in arm with Trump and his administration as they carry out immigration enforcement. Then, a couple weeks later, the Journal began ripping Vance in a pair of pieces attacking his views on Germany, where the vice president went to call out the regime in Berlin for a lack of freedom of speech. Instead of calling out the German government for their oppressive, speech-stifling behavior toward the opposition, the Journal incredibly sides with the oppressors in a bid to rip Vance. When that did not work in wiping out the vice president, the Murdoch-owned newspaper turned next to pressuring Vance on Ukraine. An early March letter to the editor from a Pennsylvania man amazingly attacks Vance after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's blow-up in the Oval Office that saw Zelensky unceremoniously kicked out of the White House. This was the headline to that, "Has Vance said thank you to Ukraine once?" An editorial board piece from the Journal later, in late April, accuses Vance of having made what it calls the cardinal error of Trump's second term by following the president's directions in peace negotiations between the Russians and the Ukrainians and having the gall to try to understand what both sides want. The editorial board piece, which comes from the people who run the newspaper, points to this quote from Vance, "We've really tried to understand things from the perspective of both the Ukrainians and the Russians. What do Ukrainians care the most about? What do the Russians care the most about? And I think that we've put together a very fair proposal." And then the editorial board argues that Vance's comment there reveals the administration's cardinal error and pushes Trump to change course on Russia and Ukraine, writing that Mr. Trump can't want his legacy to be handing Ukraine to Mr. Putin. Even more pieces from the journal attack Vance on the Signal chat leaked to The Atlantic magazine. With one editorial board slam on March 24 falsely arguing that Vance broke with the president in them. Then another the next day on March 25 again slamming Vance falsely as having shown in the messages contempt for allies. Less than 2 weeks later on April 4, the Wall Street Journal was at it again. This time running another letter to the editor that compared Vance to assassins who plotted to successfully murder Roman Emperor Julius Caesar under this headline, "Et tu, Vice President Vance?" An opinion piece a few days earlier accused Vance of plotting against Trump and beyond his term in office. J.D. Vance already has an eye on his post-vice presidency. Read a headline from the opinion piece in the Journal published on April 1 written by Journal editorial page writer Barton Swaim. Then in early May, the editorial board was at it yet again. Writing a straight-up attack on Vance on Trump's tariffs after the vice president's visit to a steel plant in South Carolina. Then later in May, the Journal's Kimberly Strassel argued that Vance criticizing Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts' court's trouble for Trump and was unhelpful to the administration. 2 days earlier, the Journal had printed an opinion piece from former Bill Clinton administration and former Al Gore and Walter Mondale campaign official William Galston attacking Vance over his arguments that the courts should be deferential to the administration on deportations. Interestingly, the article does not disclose, at least in the online version, that Galston worked for top Democrats including Clinton, Gore, and Mondale. The Journal has also run a series of op-eds and letters to the editor in recent days attacking Vance's views on trade and markets. In addition to the steady drumbeat of attacks from the Journal, Murdoch's other major U.S. properties like Fox News and the New York Post have jumped on the bandwagon as well with anti-Vance attacks. For instance, Fox News ran this headline on May 21, "Will Vance remark about U.S. bailing on Ukraine encourage Putin to sink nascent peace talks?" The article is centered around a quote from an official with a questionable group called the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies criticizing Vance on his comments on the Russia-Ukraine negotiations. That very same group led a series of criticisms against Trump's special envoy and senior advisor Steve Witkoff, who previously responded to them in a Breitbart News exclusive published earlier in May. The baseless attacks, first on Witkoff and now on Vance, seem centered on undermining Trump's push for peace worldwide, particularly in the Middle East and in Europe. And in the New York Post, Kimberly Strassel echoed attacks on Vance made in the Wall Street Journal over his criticisms of the U.S. Supreme Court. J.D. Vance sabotages self with attack on Supreme Court, was the headline in a May 30 New York Post column from Strassel. All of this, of course, comes after as Breitbart News has previously reported there was a serious effort for Murdoch-owned media outlets to undermine Trump's then-eventual decision to make Vance his running mate last year. And it also comes after a decade-long string of attacks from such outlets on Trump himself, as Breitbart News also reported earlier this year. How this all shakes out, and whether the Journal and other Murdoch-owned properties like Fox News and the New York Post face any serious consequences, remains to be seen. But it's clear from conversations with Breitbart News with many of them that most people around the president and vice president are not too pleased with them at the moment. The ongoing barrage of BS against true America First leaders to bolster Fox News and the Wall Street Journal's neocon plants is getting old and tired, a very senior well-connected source close to Trump's family told Breitbart News. It's a sure way to see that true conservative leadership never happens again in this country. But one thing is very clear. Since these Murdoch-owned outlets failed so spectacularly to stop Trump over the last decade multiple times, this probably bodes very well for Vance's chances long-term politically if they are attacking him, he is probably winning and they know it.